ভূমির ভগত কথা ন্যাসিত রুভরা সাথী শ্রীমদ্ভিস্তৎপদা ন্যাসায় সর্বতা কৃত কৌতুকা ইয়ং চ ভূমির ভগবথা ন্যাসিত রুভরা সতী শ্রীমদ্ভিস্তৎপদা ন্যাসায় সর্বতা কৃত কৌতুকা ইয়ং চ ভূমির ভগবথা ন্যাসিত রুভরা সতী শ্রীমদ্ভিস্তৎপদা ন্যাসায় সর্বতা কৃত কৌতুকা
The burden of the earth was certainly diminished by the personality of Godhead and by others as well. When he was present as an incarnation, all good was performed because of his auspicious footprints.
Sochatyashru kalasadvi durbagevo jithasati abrahmanya nripavhyaja shudra bhokshanti mam iti.
Now she, the chaste one, being unfortunately forsaken by the personality of Godhead, laments her future with tears in her eyes. For now she is being ruled and enjoyed by lower class men who pose as rulers. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. The Kshatriya, or the man who is qualified to protect the sufferers, is meant to rule the state. Untrained lower class men, or men without ambition to protect the sufferers, cannot be placed on the seat as an administrator. Unfortunately, in the age of Kali, the lower class men, without training, occupy the post of a ruler by strength of popular votes. And instead of protecting the sufferers, such men create a situation quite intolerable for everyone. Such rulers illegally gratify themselves at the cost of all comforts of the citizens. And thus the chaste Mother Earth cries to see the pitiable condition of her sons, both men and animals. That is the future of the world in the age of Kali, when irreligiosity prevails most prominently, and in the absence of a suitable king to curb irreligious tendencies, educating the people systematically in the teachings of Srimad Bhagavatam will clear up the hazy atmosphere of corruption, bribery, blackmail, etc. The earth was certainly diminished by the personality of Godhead and by others as well. When he was present as an incarnation, all good was performed because of his all auspicious footprints. Now she, the chaste one, being unfortunately forsaken by the personality of Godhead, laments her future with tears in her eyes. For now she is being ruled and enjoyed by lower class men who pose as rulers. Prior to the appearance of Lord Krishna, exploitative, corrupt, and powerful beings were to a great degree ruling the earth. The earth, Bhumi Devi, is the consort of the Lord. When Lord Vishnu appeared as Varahadev, he lifted the earth with his own tusks and even impregnated her intimately with a child, Bhoma. The earth is simply existing for the pleasure of Krishna. All the resources of the earth are her gifts, which are being meant as offerings for the pleasure of Krishna. But when we take those gifts of Mother Earth, exploit her resources for our own purposes, this is a great burden of pain upon the earth. Because earth is mother. We are all born of the earth. Even a small mother of this world who has a family, if she gives birth to children and those children are totally disrespectful, inconsiderate, sinful, irreligious, the presence of those children are a great burden to the mother. They cause her tremendous, tremendous distress. Of course, nowadays, in the age of Kali Yuga, if a child takes to religious life and wants to surrender to Krishna, that is a great burden to the mother. That causes her great distress. Why? Because in this age of Kali Yuga, practically everybody is misled. What is religion is taken to be irreligion, and what is irreligion is taken to be religious. The natural quality of the soul is to surrender to Krishna. It is a completely unnatural, foreign condition to try to enjoy our senses separate from Krishna. But society is so spiritually lost, even in the name of religion, that if someone wants to surrender to Krishna, if someone wants to give up the materialistic ways of life, it is considered very unnatural. And thus the mother feels great burden. But in any case, the principle is, when the child is disrespectful to the will of the mother, it makes a tremendous, terrible burden of pain on her life. So we are all born of the earth. Our bodies are simply made of the various ingredients that the earth has provided. In every way, Krishna is the supreme father of every living being, aham bija pratapita. And material nature is the mother. How is that? Because every living being is part of Krishna, the spirit soul. And when Krishna, through his glance of Mahavishnu, he impregnates all living beings within the womb of material nature. So the earth gives us a body, and Krishna puts the soul within those various bodies provided by Mother Earth. So literally, she is our mother. And when she sees, especially her grown-up children, misbehaving, terrorizing, and so causing so much infliction upon others, that is the greatest infliction upon herself. So Bhumi, Mother Earth, in terrible, terrible distress, took the form of cow. And along with the devatas, headed by Lord Brahma, prayed to the Supreme Personality of Godhead to appear, knowing that only he could relieve the burden from the earth. Dharmam tu sakshat bhagavat pranitam. Only Krishna could create real harmony in religion. Paritranaya sadhunam vinashaya chatuskritam. Dharma samstapanaradhaya sambhavami yuge yuge. Krishna appears for this purpose only. The fallen jivatmas, giving up their eternal blissful condition, are squandering their lives uselessly in this world of birth and death. Such an embarrassment. Srila Prabhupada would tell the story of Indra. He was the king of heaven. Such a pious, noble position where there is so much enjoyment. But somehow or other, because of his misbehavior, because he did not properly utilize his freedom, his independent choices, he was cursed. He was cursed to fall down to this world, the earth, in the form of a hog. No longer was he eating the delectable, sweet preparations prepared by wonderful, wonderful celestial cooks, but he was eating the refused stool laying on the sides of the roads. No longer was he seeing the beautiful dancing of the heavenly apsaras, but he was watching other gross animalistic pigs gathered all around him. No longer was he hearing the sweet sounds of the Gandharvas singing, accompanied by celestial heavenly classical instruments, but he was hearing the snorting and groaning of pigs all around him. What an abominable situation. But the nature of material life, Maya, is so strong that whatever type of enjoyment we can get, somehow or other we become very much attached to that. So Lord Brahma came down and said, Indra, it's time for you to return to the heavenly kingdom. Your curse is finished. And Indra, in the form of a hog, he said, I do not want to go. I am very happy. I have my female pig, who is my wife. See her beauty. And I have my children who snort with broken snorts and everything else, giving great pleasure to my heart. So in this way, he didn't want to go back to heaven. He was attached to his stool and his association of hogs. That is our condition. We are meant to be in the spiritual world, enjoying transcendental ras with Krishna. That is our natural position. That is our home. But we have become so endlessly attached to the temporary relationships of this world. And what are those relationships? We do not even understand the spiritual essence within others. We are simply attached to various bodies, which are composed of stool and urine and mucus and bile and air and so many other material substances. Like strangers in a foreign land, we are trying to be happy here. Paritranaya sadhunam vinashaya chaduskritam dharma samstapanarathaya sambhavami shukesha yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata. Like Lord Brahma came down to tell Indra, this is not your place, come home. Similarly, Krishna descends in so many ways, at so many times, for the purpose of telling us, this is not your home. Get out of this world of birth and death. Come to your real position of transcendental enjoyment with me. Although Krishna has come so many wonderful ways, spoken so many words of truths, we are not willing to listen. Like Indra attached to his hog society, we are not willing to take the invitation of Krishna seriously. But of course, we know the story that the butcher came and right in front of Indra's eyes, sliced to pieces with his knife, Indra's wife, all of Indra's children. The blood was flowing, the scream of death was all around him. Still he was attached to his hog body. But when the butcher started coming to him with knife in hand, then Indra called out to Brahma, "Take me home. I'm ready." So similarly, it is a matter of time till through the process of the sufferings of material nature, we will also decide to surrender to Krishna. But how long will we suffer before we make that decision? In relationship to this story, one may think that for Brahma to arrange this butcher to do all these terrible things, was that cruelty or was that mercy? What would you say, Gauranga? Mercy. Mercy, because unless all that terrible, terrible anguish and suffering came into his life, he would never wake up and understand his real transcendental eternal position. So anybody and everybody will say that Brahma was very merciful because he made him suffer so bad. But in our own lives, we see suffering all around us in this world, and we think, why is God doing this to us? For the same reason. How much suffering? But it is Krishna's mercy that this material world is not a nice place. If it was, we would be bereft of transcendental ecstasy forever. So Krishna has designed this material existence in such a way that ultimately we are all meant to use our intelligence to be frustrated. So the miseries of this world are blessings in disguise. Although temporarily they may create so much inconvenience, ultimately they are meant to redirect us to our real position. But we shouldn't have to go on suffering like this, birth after birth. Krishna has come. He's given us the way. He's personally descended for this purpose only. Why not just take His mercy, take His instructions, chant His holy names, and go back home, back to Godhead? So Mother Earth understood, and along with Brahma and the demigods, that the only way to relieve her of this painful burden of so many sinful living beings all over the planet, she called for Krishna. And Krishna descended. He first appeared in Mathura, in the prison cell of Kamsa, as the son of Devaki and Vasudev. On that very night of Janamastami, he was carried by Vasudev across Jamuna to Sri Gokul Dham, where he was presented as the son of Yashoda and Nanda. And then Krishna began to perform his wonderful leela. And part of his leela, besides performing beautiful, beautiful pastimes to attract the hearts of all living beings for all times to come, besides speaking Bhagavad Gita, Uddhava Gita, and so many other wonderful words of wisdom, he also killed all the demons on earth in so many ways. Krishna was so intelligent that he just appeared in such a way that all the demons were coming right to him. Putana, Agasura, Bakasura, Vatsasura. They were coming again and again and again, and Krishna was slaying them all. And then he went to Mathura, killed more demons. Then he went to Dwarka, killed more demons. He was very intelligent in so many ways. Jarasandha. Jarasandha was very influential amongst all the demons in the world. He was even Kamsa. Destroyed everybody. He defeated everybody. But Jarasandha was his father-in-law. He treated Jarasandha like father. This is the position of Jarasandha. Very, very highly respected amongst the asuras. So Krishna would defeat him and kill all of his armies of asuras. But he would not kill Jarasandha. He would let him go. And then Jarasandha would go and he would gather so many other asuras from all over the planet. Big, 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 big demons. Hundreds and thousands, millions at a time. And they would come and attack Dwarka or Mathura. And again Krishna would kill all of them, but he wouldn't kill Jarasandha. Why? So the Jarasandha would go in anger and envy and gather more demons from all over the world, millions and millions more. Krishna didn't have to go anywhere. They were all coming to his office. And they'd all come, and he'd kill them all, he'd keep Jarasandha, and with his influence he would get millions and millions of more. They'd come, Krishna would kill them all, but he would spare Jarasandha. But he would spare him in such a way he would embarrass him. He would put shame upon him. And then he just even got more demons and more demons and more demons, and he was just bringing all the demons of the earth to Krishna. And whatever irreligious people were left, Krishna assembled them all in the battle of Kurukshetra, and he didn't even lift a finger to touch any of them. Just by his will, within 18 days, whatever were left, they were all destroyed. So in this way, Krishna, he created all auspiciousness in the world. Like the light of Krishna, there can be no darkness that stands before him. But then, it is Krishna's plan although he appears once in a day of Brahma in his original transcendental form. At the time, by his own sweet will, he disappeared from the earth. And when Krishna disappeared, that was the official date when Kali Yuga was supposed to begin. But because the Pandavas were rulers, Kali had no influence. But then when the Pandavas left shortly after Krishna, they coronated Parikshit Maharaj, who was also a noble, faithful devotee of the Lord, as the emperor. And when Parikshit Maharaj was king, Kali had no power to withstand his purity. But somehow or other, on this one particular occasion, Kali was trying to destroy the religious principles. He was beating the cow, religion personified, earth personified, and the bull. And we read here how Mother Cow Bhumidev is lamenting with tears in her eyes, because she is being enjoyed by lower class men. This is the condition in the age of Kali, not only of the earth, but even of people in general. Innocent people are so much being polluted, corrupted, exploited, misused by the agents of Kali, and being converted to such a way of life themselves. And Srila Prabhupada explains that the leadership of society is especially and specifically meant to protect the innocent. But now, the leaders, it is the demons themselves, the asuras themselves, the low-classed, uncontrolled persons that become the leaders. And rather than protecting and giving relief to the suffering, they are actually causing the suffering. They are actually perpetuating the suffering. And we see this in society today. So much blackmailing, so much bribing, so much corruption, so many scandals amongst the leaders. Everywhere in the world, it is not a localized problem. It is an international problem. We find in every country, in the United States of America, the president, the person who's supposed to be leading the world, there's every day practically in the newspapers, there's so much talk and evidence about his immoralities, sexual scandals of the past, not in the recent past, about how he extorted illegally money and funds, took bribes. It's not only here in India. It's everywhere. This is the talk of the nation, how corrupt and degraded their leader is. And so many promises, so many promises, but by personal behavior and by policies, the people are suffering more and more and more. And here in India, sometimes we see these newspapers, terrible.
All we see is corruption amongst the leaders on every level. And the people are suffering. And they are perpetuating the people's suffering. So what is the solution? The solution is transcendental knowledge. The solution to darkness is light. It is very simple. And it is explained in the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam that after Krishna disappeared from this earth, Krishna personally appears in the form of the Srimad Bhagavatam to give light in the age of darkness. So by hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, by living according to these principles, there can be real direction within society. And the hope for the world is that leaders in society begin to hear the words of Bhagavatam and purify their lives. Now everyone, practically, to some extent, becomes the leader. The father and the mother are the leaders of their family. The teacher is the leader of the students. The employer is the leader of the employees. Amongst friends, there's always a leader, even amongst children. And in politics, people have power. They are leaders of the countries, the nations. Yadyaracharati srestas tattar evetarojana. So it is very, very essential and vital, especially that the young generation cultivates Krishna consciousness, understands the teachings of Srimad Bhagavatam, lives by those teachings and becomes purified. Because they are the future leaders of the world. And by their spiritual attributes and by teaching truth, there can be hope of real happiness for all living beings. Srila Prabhupada was one person. But because he lived by the teachings of Bhagavatam and taught the teachings of the Bhagavatam, so many people who were being exploited, whose minds were totally being distorted by cheaters and cheating, he gave them truth, he gave them light, he gave them life, he gave them happiness. And it was his dream that those whose lives he touched with transcendental knowledge, that we distribute that knowledge throughout the world. And this is very, very important. Krishna has appeared within his name in this age of Kali Yuga. Kali Kale Nama Rupe Krishna Avatar. So this is the hope for the world. The principle of Bhagavatam is to always remember Krishna. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught us the conclusion of the Bhagavatam, that we can always remember Krishna by chanting his name. So we must take very seriously this principle of relieving our mother, the earth, of this terrible, terrible pain and distress that she is undergoing by broadcasting this Harinam Sankirtan movement. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Hare. And not be sentimental about our material attachments. We have to understand the need of the soul, the need of the soul within every living being, longing for Krishna. The exploitation of material energy in this age of Kali is so terrible and so complete. people's mind and senses are so terribly uncontrolled. The leaders, whether they be government officials or today in this society, leaders are musicians, leaders are athletes, leaders are religious leaders, parents. What they do, the children will do. What they do, the dependents will do. And just see, when they behave corrupt, the dependents are corrupted. And what is the result of corruption? Suffering, misery, confusion, sinful reactions. So we must be examples. This world needs exemplary Vaishnavas. People who by their life and by their teachings are actually giving the common people hope and direction. And that comes through living according to the teachings of the spiritual masters and giving the great charity for the relief of all suffering beings, Krishna's holy name. Because Krishna's name is the only thing within the power, with the power to counteract the influence of the age of Kali. There's no other way. Harinama, Harinama, Harinam Eva Kevalam, Kalo Nasteva, Nasteva, Nasteva Gatiranyata. So let us take shelter of Krishna's name and let us give that shelter to others. Let us give up our lila as hogs and go back home, back to Godhead. Thank you very much.
I'm not able to understand this point as that from last about 8 years, 9 years, we see as far as specifically in India, all Kali Yuga has been degraded to, means all the values and everything has been degraded to a very great extent. And we see that day by day the material contamination of everything has been getting, people are becoming more and more degraded. So when we tell to the people, they used to tell one argue, they used to feel it, that when you say, because of all this degradation, the Mother Earth will not give you everything. But from last 9 years in Indian economy, it so happened that rainfall from last 9 years has been perfectly all right. From last nine years in India.
Rainfall?
Huh?
Rainfall, you say?
Yeah, rainfall. And it is the history of Indian economy that from last 200 years, this thing has never happened consecutively for continuously for 9 years. Rainfall has been perfectly all right and there is no scarcity about the food grain in India. So what they argue is that when you say that Indian, so to say, quality of the life has been degraded, then why is it so that rainfall is coming perfectly all right and there is no shortage about the food grain? So from that we cannot argue in it that. So,
who cannot argue?
I can't argue.
But you should argue. Vaishnava's tendency is to argue whenever there is misconception. Shall we analyze this phenomena? Things are so nice that according to government statistic, one of our congregational devotees, who is a very high person in the health department of the Maharashtrian government, he told me that on an average, about 15,000 people a day are contracting AIDS in the city of Bombay. Haribo. What to speak of the rest of India? We are on the verge of a massive epidemic of a scale that modern history has never seen.
as a result of the activities. All sorts of diseases, malaria epidemics. Now various strands of malaria that goes to the brains, there's no cure, makes you insane or you die. It's becoming more and more and more prominent. Pakistan is building nuclear wars, nuclear bombs, and you know what they're for. They're not for attacking Afghanistan. They're for India, specially designed just to destroy India. And families are breaking up, so many divorces. Even children in colleges are committing suicide out of frustration. Suicide rate is up like anything. Alcoholism is soaring. People are becoming so miserable. They're so frustrated. No one has any faith in their leaders anymore. So the rain might be falling, but are people happy? Physically, mentally, spiritually? People are suffering terribly in this country. Is this true? So much hatred and envy and greed. Nobody's minds are peaceful. Things are going down and down and down. More degraded, more misery, more suffering, more distrust, more disharmony. But because the devotees of Radha Gopinath and other Hare Krishna centers are having wonderful kirtans of chanting the holy names, the rain is falling very nicely. It is true. At one time there was a big drought, and Srila Prabhupada was there and said, "You just have nice kirtan." He told all the devotees. The drought was going on for months, and devotees had big, big kirtan, and immediately rain started pouring down. Because rains are born of sacrifice. And the only proper sacrifice in the age of Kali Yuga is the congregational chanting. So because of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's devotees having wonderful sankirtan, the rains are coming very nicely. But every other aspect of society besides the rain, the suffering and the distrust is growing more and more and more. Save and accept in the lives of those who participate in this wonderful sacrifice of the Harinam Sankirtan movement. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Hare. If it weren't for Srila Prabhupada spreading this Harinam Sankirtan movement all over the world when he did, the level of degradation of the materialistic people, God knows what this world would be like today. Checking the total inundation of the world by Kali. Does that answer your question? So you present this argument? Any other questions?
For further details of this cassette, please contact Radhanath Swami Tape Ministry, Sri Sri Radha Gopinath Mandir, International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Address is 7 KM Munshi Marg, Chowpatty, Bombay 400007, India.